A meeting planned for tomorrow between Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has been postponed. They were to discuss the U.S.-backed peace plan, which has won conditional support from the Israeli cabinet. Palestinian officials say Abbas's schedule was too crowded, but that a meeting could be held on Thursday. A three-way summit next week involving Sharon, Abbas, and President Bush remains on track. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Several Israeli newspapers today published Israel's list of 14 reservations about the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. These reservations were adopted by the Israeli cabinet as part of its approval of the roadmap Sunday. Among the reservations, the Palestinians must dismantle the existing security organizations and form new organizations to combat terror and violence. Palestinian incitement on radio and TV, such as songs that glorify suicide bombings, must end completely. The Palestinians must also totally dismantle terrorist organizations such as Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, and collect all illegal weapons. And only the United States can decide if the Palestinians have met the conditions of the roadmap. Dori Gold, an advisor to Sharon, says the Israeli reservations are meant to guarantee Israel's security.
Don't forget, Israel's going to be taking a great risk. We're talking about pulling back Israeli forces to the lines of September 2000 in the first phase of the roadmap. If Israel pulls back its forces, but there is no Palestinian security service preventing these attacks from occurring, then Israel will be swamped with a wave of suicide attacks and many Israelis will die.
During the cabinet meeting, Sharon said the reservations were red lines that Israel will not cross. But even these reservations are not enough for many in Sharon's governing Likud party. Yesterday, the prime minister convened his Likud faction of 40 Knesset members, and virtually everyone had harsh words for Sharon. Former Foreign Minister David Levy said the agreement was the worst ever signed by a government of Israel. Other Knesset members were furious that Sharon had not held a discussion inside the Likud before the cabinet vote. And one Likud member, who lives in a Jewish settlement, called it a roadmap to hell. Sharon, responsible for building many of the Jewish settlements, said his ties to the land of Israel were as strong as anyone else's in the room. But he hit back at his critics, thumping the table repeatedly for emphasis. To keep 3.5 million Palestinians under occupation is terrible for Israel, for the Palestinians, and for the Israeli economy, Sharon said. Sharon's use of the word occupation, usually used by peaceniks in Israel, incensed hardliners here. Yisrael Meidad, a settler activist, said Sharon is risking his career over the roadmap.
Every single prime minister who has attempted to dismantle the communities, except for Sinai, has left office, and the communities have been there. If I was a betting man, I'd gamble on the fact that the communities will be here long after Mr. Sharon leaves the office of the prime minister.
Despite the roadmap, nothing has changed on the ground. Palestinian officials said Israeli troops shot and killed a 16-year-old boy in the West Bank city of Tulkarm and seriously injured a 9-year-old. And two Qassam rockets fired from the Gaza Strip today landed in southern Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.